with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. It's Super Tuesday. Voting is taking place in 16 states and one territory. Hundreds of delegates are at stake, the biggest haul for either party on a single day. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says she proudly cast her vote for former President Trump.
There's not a poll in the country that not only has him dominated on Super Tuesday, but also in November. This is a head-to-head matchup at this point between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and he's the clear favorite, has all the momentum, and I feel really good about him winning again in November.
While in North Carolina, Elizabeth Zakor, a registered independent voter, says she's for anyone but Donald Trump.
I was actually a registered Democrat, and I switched it to that I could go either way just so I could vote for Nikki. Even though I'm a Democrat, I am so anti-Trump that I changed my party just so I could vote for Nikki.
SRN News will provide special reports throughout the evening and live wall-to-wall election coverage and analysis. Is now available at salemnewschannel.com. Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she's not running for re-election in the fall. Bob Agnew reports.
Sinema is a Democrat recently turned independent and has often aided Republicans as she failed to strictly follow the Democrat Party line. It's that very independence that led to her decision not to run. In a video posted to social media, Sinema says, quote, I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now. Her departure means Democrats no longer have to worry about a messy three-way race that could have divided the Democrat vote. Bob Agnew reported.
Stocks plunged today. The S&P 500 fell 1% Tuesday, its second straight drop after closing last week at an all-time high. The Dow was down by 404 points, the NASDAQ dropping by 267. This is SRN News. The expansion of private education vouchers is leading to more students at some religious schools.
Nine states expanded school voucher programs last year, allowing the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for private school tuition. So many families have signed up for those reimbursements that some states are already exceeding their budgets, and religious schools are seeing increased interest. According to the Association of Christian Schools International, nearly 80% of private school families chose religious ones. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
More Americans consider Donald Trump a stronger supporter of Israel than President Joe Biden. A Rasmussen National Survey found that 40% of likely voters believe Trump is a better friend to Israel, while just 27% think Joe Biden is stronger. 21% say both men's support for Israel are about the same. During the current Israeli-Hamas war, the Biden administration firmly backed Israel's fight. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Big tech stocks pulled Wall Street down to its worst day in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 fell 1%, its second straight drop after closing last week at an all-time high. Apple was one of the heaviest weights on the market. It's been struggling on worries about sluggish iPhone sales in China. Microsoft, Tesla, and other influential stocks also sank. Treasury yields fell after U.S. economic data was weaker than expected. The Dow is down 404 points, closing at 38,585. The NASDAQ lost 268 points to 15,939. The S&P 500 dropped 52 to 5078. New York oil fell 59 cents to $78.15 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.